This is Armando. In this podcast, we are going to install Windows 8 on my MacBook Pro. It currently has the OS X Mavericks. It's a mid-2012. I will attempt to explain the process, so if any of you are curious, you are able to in turn install Bootcamp on your Mac. So what exactly is Bootcamp? Bootcamp is a utility that's built into Apple's operating system so that one is able to install Windows and be able to run Windows on the Mac freely without having to run it side by side with VoiceOver within the same process. The reason I chose to do Bootcamp on my Mac versus the virtual machine and whatnot is because of the fact that I like to be able to have a system that will serve for dual purposes. Being that I'm barely able to learn how to use the Macintosh, I would like to be able to have a computer that I can carry with me instead of carrying two laptops, one for Windows and one for Mac. In this instance, I like to install Windows so that when my machine boots up, I can boot up straight to Windows and not have to worry about first booting up the Mac and then turning on the virtual machine, whether it's Fusion or Parallels, just to run Windows for the program. For this demonstration, again, I have a MacBook Pro mid-2012. We are running OS X Mavericks. The voice you'll be hearing throughout the first part of the Bootcamp creation is Alex. I am recording this, for anyone who would like to know, on an iPad 16 gig 4th generation with an app called iRecorder. So without further ado, let's get going. So to launch the Bootcamp Assistant utility, I am going to do a command space so I can open up the Spotlight search, which is the equivalent to Windows. And this will enable me to type in Bootcamp, and the first thing that will pop up is Bootcamp Assistant.
Spotlight search text field. B-O-O-T-C-A-M-P. Bootcamp, top hit, Bootcamp Assistant. Two item, finder, desktop, Bootcamp Assistant, Bootcamp Assistant window, open Bootcamp help button as keyboard focus.
So the first thing you should land onto if you do this right, I'm sorry for goofing up, sometimes Mac does weird things, but that's besides the point. But when you open Bootcamp Assistant, you will be landing on two tabs. So if I hit the tab key, you're going to find
continue button.
A continue button and
open Bootcamp Help button.
Open Bootcamp Help button. So essentially what the open Bootcamp Help button does is it allows you to read how you install Bootcamp and or to print the directions so that a sighted person can help you. But in this instance, I have a talking Windows disk that will aid us to the process of installing Windows. With that, I have to install a USB sound card since we will not have sound as we boot Windows so that the talking installer can guide us. So I'm going to tap to hit continue.
Continue button. Create a Windows 7 or later version install disk. Check checkbox.
Okay, so in this instance, it's asking us to create a Windows 7 or later installation disk. I already have one, but if for some reason you don't have one, you must download an ISO file, which will then be placed on your downloads folder in your Mac or wherever you place it, so that when you create your bootable media, you will be able to have a Windows disk that will essentially boot up once you create the Bootcamp partition. In this instance, I already have one made because I went online and created my USB disk when I downloaded Windows 8 Professional for this purpose. So we're going to tab.
Download the latest Windows support software from Apple. Check checkbox.
Download the latest support software. That basically means that if you leave this box check, you will be able to download the necessary driver so that your Mac is able to respond once Windows is done installing and it runs through the Bootcamp setup, which I hope to walk you through once we install Windows on the partition.
Install Windows 7 or later version. Check checkbox.
Install Windows 7 or later version. That just basically means once you create those two pieces, whether it's downloading the drivers and making the Windows installation file, whether it's a CD or USB, then you would check this box to install Windows 7 or later. And we're going to tab.
Go back button.
Go back simply means go back.
Continue button.
If I were to press continue, I would basically be doing those three things at once. But since I already have the two things that I need, which is the Windows installation and the drivers for the Mac, I am going to uncheck those two boxes, leave the third one checked, which means install Windows 7 or later version.
Create a Windows 7 or later version install disk. Check checkbox. Uncheck.
So I'm going to uncheck that box.
Download the latest Windows support software from Apple. Check checkbox.
I'm going to uncheck that since I already have the drivers.
Download the latest Windows support software from Apple. Checkbox. Install Windows 7 or later version. Check checkbox.
Install Windows 7 or later version. I'm going to leave that box checked since I already have those two items. And I'm going to press tab until I hit continue.
Go back button. Continue button. Divide equally button.
In this particular window, it's going to ask you how much allocation of the partition you would like to do for the Mac. In this case, I am going to divide the partitions equally so that both the Mac and the Windows operating system have the equal amount of space on one particular drive. But I will tab around so you can listen to the options so that you are comfortable with the screen.
Go back button.
Go back simply means go back.
Install button.
Install, that means you're going to click your install.
Divide equally button.
And divide equally button. In this case, if one is comfortable doing this, they could interact with the scroll area to allocate, either add or subtract the partition. But to make it simple, I'm going to divide the partition equally. And I'm going to tab.
Go back button. Install button.
And I'm going to click the install button.
You are currently on the button. This item is dimmed.
Okay, so basically when it says you're currently on this button, this item is dim, it is essentially preparing the partition to install so that we are able to install Windows once it boots up and the like. One thing to note, once we boot up the Macintosh, we're going to have to press the letter C so that it can boot up to the talking CD so that we are able to have sound for the Windows installation setup. So I'm going to stay here while this thing boots up and sets itself up, and we'll guide you through the rest as we install Windows via the bootcamp method. I hope I have educated you or have been informative so far. If you have any questions, I will be giving my contact information at the end of this podcast so that I will not repeat my information once or twice or three times, whatever the case may be. So we're going to interact with the Mac to see what it's doing. Sorry for the background noise. I have my windows open, so it's pretty hot up here in Northern California. And I will pull out the USB stick and hit the letter C as we boot up the talking installation disk. And once we do that, then we can plug in the USB stick that has the Windows installation file. And there we go. I think we're in business. And I hear the drive spinning. I'm hoping you do too. And I really want to thank you all for being patient with me since this is my first time doing a podcast on Bootcamp. My previous podcast was unboxing and setting up the Mac Mini. And that's been going well. I've been slowly picking up on the Mac, and I hope to eventually do more podcasts on the Mac, but being that I haven't been on the podcasting lines in a while, it's time to create one. Hopefully it'll be informative, as I said. Maybe this will encourage you, the listener, to possibly give this bootcamp thing a try. I know there's guides out there and whatnot, but I don't think I've came across an audio demonstration. But if there is one, please correct me. I may be speaking too soon, so I'm open to corrections and constructive criticism. So the drive is still spinning. It takes a while because, of course, it's a CD drive. Okay, so we heard the sound card kick in. So that's telling me that it's coming up any second. And depending on your system, either it'll come talking or you'll have to hit the tab key just to see if you're getting sound.
Start button.
So now what we do is we plug in the USB. And we'll do just as such. Wait for the computer to recognize the USB.
Running applications toolbar.
I'm going to tab.
User promoted notification area toolbar. Safely remove hardware and eject media button. Show desktop. Desktop list. Computer not selected. 1 of 39.
So we're going to basically get to the computer icon.
Computer items in list.
Before we do anything, I'm going to hit the Alt, which is the Option key on a Mac, and V for view to put this in list mode, because I like the list mode layout versus the whatever layout it defaults to.
Status bar checked. Extra large icon, medium icon, small icons, list. Items in the list, hard disk drive.
So now we're on the list of drives and whatnot, so we are going to down arrow.
Boot X. Devices with
until
removal
we
storage
hear
expanded. The CD drive D7PN, the CD drive.
The CD drive, and I'm going to Alt F, which is Option F.
File open.
And I'm going to down arrow till I hear eject, because I would like to eject.
Open the new, open command, burn the disk, eject. Items in the list.
And I have ejected my talking disk. Now I'm going to down arrow till I get to my flash drive.
Devices with removable storage grouping expanded. ESD USB, ESD USB.
Which is what we want, the ESD USB drive. Hit enter.
Items in the list. .7.
And I'm going to hit the letter S for setup.
Sources. Support. Setup.x.
Setup.exe or setup.x.
Windows setup. Install Windows dialog. Enter your language and other preferences and click next to continue. Copyright 2013 Microsoft Corporation. All rights reserved. Language to install. Combo box English United States collapsed.
So when you first come on to the Windows setup, it's going to ask you for your language and region and whatnot. But being that I'm already on my default, which is the United States and whatnot, I'm going to hit Alt-N for next.
Windows setup dialog. Copyright 2013 Microsoft Corporation. All rights reserved. Install now button.
So it's telling us the copyright information, and the only button that we have on here is the install button. So I'm going to click enter.
Items in the list, set install Windows.
And we wait while window loads, and it copies all the files off the flash drive.
Product key dialog, enter the product key to activate Windows. It should be on the back of the box that Windows came in or in the message that shows you.
So now we come to the product key. When you hit the next button upon hitting the tab, you will be presented with the license agreement. So I'm going to hit the Alt-A command to check the box.
Check.
And I'm going to Alt-N for next.
Install type dialog. Which type of installation do you want? Upgrade. Install Windows and keep files. Settings and applications. The files, settings and applications are moved to Windows.
So it's asking me, what type of install do I want? Do I want to upgrade or I want a custom? In this case, because we're installing to a bootcamp partition, we want to down arrow.
Custom. Install Windows only. Advanced to files. Settings and applications are moved to.
And basically install a fresh copy. So we're going to do a custom. And I hit enter.
Drive selection dialog. Where do you want to install Windows? List view control list. Drive 0 partition 1. Name. Drive 0 partition 1. Total size 200.0 MB. Free space 0.0 MB. Type primary 1 to 4.
So it's asking me, where do I want to install Windows? So I'm going to down arrow a few times.
Drive 0 partition 2. Name. Drive 0 partition 2. Total size 232.1 GB. Free space 0.0 MB. Type primary 204. Drive 0 partition 3. Name. Drive 0 partition 3. Total size 619. Drive 0 partition 4. Bootcamp. Name. Drive 0 partition 4. Bootcamp. Total size 232.8 GB. Free space 232.8 GB. Type primary 404.
So basically you want to down arrow at least 3 times until you hear the bootcamp partition. And I'm going to tab around until I find.
Refresh button. Delete button. Format button.
The format button, because if we don't format the drive, it's going to basically tell us, uh-oh, we can't install Windows there. I'm going to hit the space bar.
Press Windows Setup dialog, Windows Setup, cancel button.
It's basically saying, am I sure do I want to do this? Because it's going to erase everything. We don't have nothing on that drive, so I'm going to click
OK button.
OK button by tabbing.
Press Windows Setup. Drive selection dialog. Where do you want to install Windows? List view control list. Drive 0 partition 4. Name. Drive 0 partition 4. Total size 232.8 GB. Free space 232.7 GB. Type primary 404.
So we already created that partition. And I'm going to tab around until I hear the next button.
Refresh button. Delete button. Format button. Load driver button. Next button. Pressed. Progress dialog. Installing Windows status. Installing Windows text. Windows setup 100%. 10%.
So now it is going to install Windows, and you will be hearing the progress indicators. That way you have an idea how long the Windows installation takes. So once the Mac boots up the first time, I will pause the recording, and I will be back once the Mac boots up for the second time to walk you guys through the Windows installation setup. And once we do that, I will then hopefully attempt to explain to you guys how do you install the drivers for the bootcamp. That way, you can have a working computer with the sound card and the like. And as far as the Windows talking installation disks, you can get it from www.bryansmart.com. And these will be several versions of the talking disks. You can get the basic of the 32-bit or the 64-bit, or the Mega, which has all the Windows 7 built in, plus the 32 or 64-bit talking installers. In this case, because we're running Bootcamp, one thing I failed to mention is that it will only support the 64-bit versions of either Windows 7 or Windows 8. So if you're trying to install a 32-bit, maybe you will or will not get by it. I am not sure. I can be mistaken. But according to Apple and what I've read, it only supports 64-bit operating system. This particular Mac that we're installing Bootcamp on has the Intel i5 Core 2 Duo processor with the 5400 RPM hard drive with 8 gigs of RAM. But I'm hoping in the near future to upgrade it to a solid state, and my demos will hopefully be a lot faster than what they are right now. So it's still loading. I'm going to do my insert B or caps lock B to read the status bar.
Windows setup, Mac window property page, Windows setup, graphic, Windows setup text, cancel button, progress dialog, installing Windows status, installing Windows text, status graphic, 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 Windows setup property page, progress bar 100%, progress bar 14%, E, Windows system menu bar contains commands to manipulate the Windows.
So we're already at 14%. It's going to take quite a bit of a while. So I will pause it here and basically bring you to the end of the first screen and let you hear the Mac boot up, and then we'll go from there. I will return momentarily. Okay, so we're back, and we're getting close to the end of the first round. Windows is starting to install, and it's going to do the first reboot of the two. So at this point, I'm going to leave it so you guys are able to hear what happens once the NVDA on the talking Windows installation stops talking, and you hear the Mac sound boot up. Once the Mac boots up, then I'm going to pause the recording, and we will resume once the Mac boots up the second time to walk you through the Windows setup.
Windows setup dialog, Windows setup, OK button.
Okay, so it gave us the OK button, so let's read the progress by doing the insert B as in boy.
Windows setup dialog, Windows setup text, edit multi-line read only. Please unplug the following external drive and click OK to restart your computer and OK button, cancel button.
So it's asking us to unplug the USB flash drive. So now we click OK, or the Enter key, and it will
Windows setup, finish not.
Reboot the computer.
In 10 seconds. Restart now button. 1%. 17%. 30 Windows setup. Windows setup dialog. Copyright 2013 Microsoft Corporation. All rights reserved. Install now button.
So in any minute, we should hear the computer reboot. One thing I failed to mention for some odd reason is that when Windows asks you to eject the flash drive, it likes you to reboot manually. Don't ask me why. So that's what I had to do, and I'm hoping others don't experience this, but if you do, you basically need to restart your computer manually so that it could pretty much finish installing the Windows installation. So the Mac rebooted, and we're going to wait till it loads. So it took about, I'd say no more than 10 minutes based on my configuration. Not bad for installing Windows 8 once it copied all the files and did a whatnot to it. So let's launch Narrator by doing a Windows U or Command U.
Make your computer easier to use.
Perfect. So
Windows
we got Narrator.
And scan this list automatically. Press the space bar to Narrator. Hear text on screen aloud.
Perfect. So Narrator came
Magnifier.
Up on.
Make items on the screen larger.
Perfect. So Narrator
on-screen
came up.
Keyboard. High contrast. On-screen keyboard. High contrast. Sticky keys. Filter keys. Narrator.
So I pressed the space bar once I tabbed, then got to Narrator.
Set up Windows. Pane. PC name. Editing.
So the first thing it'll come up with is the computer name.
Backspace.
Or PC name. So I'm going to name mine.
W-I-N-M-A-C.
WinMac, because it's Windows and the operating system. So it's Windows and Mac. So I named it WinMac.
Next button.
So I'm going to. So I tabbed and I got the next button.
Space.
I hit tab.
Customize button. Use Express Settings button, Customize, Ease of Access button, Back button, Next button, Ease of Access, Color slider, Next button, Ease of Access, color slider, next button, space, customize button, next button, Alt plus N, ease of access but, back button, automatically install important and recommended updates, read-only combo box, collapsed. Automatically get device drivers, apps, and info for new devices, slider add-on.
So I'm tabbing around and it's reading me all those dialogues.
Automatically update my apps, slider add-on. Use smart screen online services to help protect against malicious content in sites loaded by Windows Store apps and Internet Explorer, and malicious downloads, slider add-on.
I am going to turn that off because I don't like the filters and whatnot.
Send a do not track request, use smart, off. Send a do not track request to websites I visit in Internet Explorer, slider add-on, off.
And I don't care for the tracking, so I'm going to disable that.
Next button.
And hit the next.
Enter.
And I'm going to tab.
Ease of access but back button. Use Windows error reporting to check online for solutions to problems. Slider add-on.
I don't care for the error reporting, so I'm going to disable that.
Use compatibility lists for Internet Explorer to help improve my experiences on some sites. Slider add-on.
I really don't care for the compatibility, so I'm going to shut that off.
Send some location data to Microsoft when location-aware apps are used. Slider at off. On. Off.
Oh, it's off. Sorry. So I don't want to send any information. I don't care. I really don't want people to know what I'm doing, especially Microsoft. Not that I'm doing anything illegally, but...
Send Microsoft privacy info about how I use my PC as part of the Customer Experience Improvement Program. A file will periodically download to collect better info. Slider at off.
Good. I don't want that on. I don't care. I don't want Microsoft to track what I do, how I use its services.
Send Microsoft info about how I use Help as part of the Help Experience Improvement Program. Slider at off.
Good. I don't want that checked either.
Next button.
So I'm going to click the next.
Enter.
Tab.
Ease of access but back button. Use Bing to get search suggestions and web results in Windows Search, and let Microsoft use my search history, location, and some account info to personalize my experiences. Slider add-on.
No, I don't care for that.
In Internet Explorer, use Page Prediction to preload pages, which sends my browsing history to Microsoft. Slider add-on.
Nope.
Off. Let apps use my name and account picture. Slider add-on.
I don't want none of that stuff.
Off.
As you can see, I'm very strict when it comes to my privacy.
Let apps use my advertising ID for experiences across apps. Let Windows and apps request my Let apps use my advertising ID for experiences across apps. Slider add-on. Off. Let Windows and apps request my location from the Windows location platform. Slider add-on.
That's way too much invasion of privacy. I don't want that.
Off. Get better protection from malware by sending info and files to Microsoft Active Protection Service when Windows Defender is turned on. Slider add-on. Off.
And I don't care for that because I install my own antivirus. I can care less about Windows Defender. It's pretty much up to everybody what they want to do. Your own taste, your own comfort zone. But personally, I install my own antivirus and my own malware protection.
Next button.
So I click the next.
Username. Editing.
So now we have our username. So I am going to type my name.
Hidden. Re-enter password. Password.
So I guess it wants your password.
Hidden. Hidden.
So I will enter my password, and hidden. that says hidden. You won't know my password, so I'm not too concerned.
Hidden. Re-enter password. Hidden. Hidden. Password hint. Editing.
Password hint. No, I'm going to skip that, see what happens.
Finish button. Alt plus F.
Yes.
Password hint. Editing.
I guess it wants a password hint, so I am going to stop the recording. And I will return. Okay, so I entered my hint. And I am going to tab and I land on the finish button, let's hit the space bar.
Button. Command.
And now Windows.
Getting your PC ready. This might take a few minutes. Don't turn off your PC.
So now it's configuring the computer, since we had to enter all that jazz and the information, you name it.
This might take a few minutes.
It's saying, getting your PC ready, this might take a few minutes, don't turn off your computer. For those of you who are unable to hear how the volume all of a sudden dropped on the Windows side, based on the installation. So we wait, and we wait.
Selected. Supports multiple selection, contains one items, recycle bin, one of one. Narrator settings window, press any key on escape. General, change how narrator, selected.
Oh, so Windows did boot up finally. Perfect. So now I am going to plug in my external USB drive that has my drivers. And you should hopefully hear the Windows sound.
Tooltip. Add autoplay removable disk. E. Tap to choose what happens with removable drives. Tooltip.
And
add autoplay removable disk. E. Tap to choose what happens with removable drives.
And based on a list member on a discussion group, I was told that if I hit Windows V as in Victor, I can interact with the tooltip.
V.
Or maybe B.
Notification chevron button.
Ah.
Tooltip. Show hidden icons. Fully charged. 100%. Not connected. Speakers. USB not. 5:23 a.m. Notification chevron
button.
Oh,
that's not good.
Tooltip. Friday, July 11th.
I need to adjust the time.
Tooltip. Fully charged. 100% button.
Well,
charged. 100%.
Well, regardless, I am going to boot up the flash drive by hitting the command or Windows R for run.
Run dialog. Open.
And I'm going to type
plus E. Enter. Removable disk. E window.
Ah, so
dollar wind driver dollar. One of seven.
So it was removable disk. So now I'm going to hit the letter B for bootcamp.
Selected. Bootcamp. Drivers. One of three.
And then I'm going to hit the letter S for setup.
Selected. Setup. Three of three.
Because we want to... essentially, what we want to do when we hit the setup button is be able to install all the drivers that are specific to the Mac so that when you boot back up into Windows, you will be able to have all your working audio drivers, video drivers, you name it, to function properly on the bootcamp install. So we're going to hit enter.
User account control dialog. No button. Alt plus N.
So we get our user account dialog just because of the fact that I didn't configure it yet. So I'm going to hit Alt Y to allow access.
Windows installer dot bootcamp window. Next button. Alt plus N.
So it brought up the Windows installer dialog. Press next to continue installing. So I'm going to hit Option or Alt N as in November to allow it.
N. Bootcamp window. Selected. I do not accept the terms in the license agreement. Radio button. Alt plus D.
So now we're presented with the license agreement, and you can read that on your own because I personally do not care to read about it. All I know is that I am going to press Alt-A to agree to it.
Selected. I accept the terms in the license agreement. Radio button.
And we're going to hit Alt-N for next.
Alt-N.
Or maybe not.
Back button. Install button.
Or Alt-I to install.
Windows installer. Apple software update window. Cancel button.
And now it is going to install all of your bootcamp drivers and you name it, so that when it reboots, you will have a working sound card, a working monitor, a working wireless card, and you name it, so that you are able to enjoy the wonders of your MacBook system, whether it's a Pro or an Air, or your Mac desktop, such as your Mac Mini, your iMac, or Mac Pro. So I hope this podcast has been informative. Before we close, I would like to give you my contact information. If you have any questions, my email address is armando.maldonado0767@gmail.com. If you have any questions, comments, constructive criticism, please shoot them my way, and I hope to improve on the podcast. I am going to close it with the Mac booting up, and Windows will be launched, and we will be ready to go, so that you are able to in turn install your favorite software such as JAWS or WindowEyes, your Office, your OpenBook, whatever the case you want to be, configured to your like and taste. And we just got the screen that said that bootcamp was complete, so I'm going to Alt F for finish, or maybe just hit enter.
Yes, but hold on.
So I'm going to read the progress bar with insert B.
Or no, but hold on. Yes, but hold on.
It's going to ask if I want to restart, so I'm going to hit yes. If I tab around, I should land on the yes button.
No, but hold on. Yes, but hold on. Desktop list, list item.
And there you have it, ladies and gentlemen. We have successfully bootcamped a MacBook Pro to run Windows natively so that you are able to have both flavors of the operating system. I hope you enjoyed the podcast, and I look forward to hearing from you. So long, everybody.